We're back on with Ryan Piziola, second outdoor report of the hour from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
No problem, Adam.
I know you're getting pumped up for fall. Big hunter that you are. You got a camp in southern Marquette County, and I am very encouraged by some things we talked about earlier in the hour. Deer numbers look pretty good. Hearing a lot of good reports as well about grouse and broods of 5-6 birds continually being spotted by a lot of people. Don't know if it's going to be a banner year for grouse. Any thoughts there?
I think it'll be a good year. We didn't have that heavy rain and hail in the spring of the year, and I think predator numbers are down. So I think it should be a good year for everybody.
Well, I'm hoping that you're right on that. Let's go to fishing now. You getting any reports from the walleye fishermen? Because I'm getting some upticks.
Yeah, the walleye guys are, you know, hovering around that 15 feet of water, kind of drifting just outside the weed beds. Crawler harnesses, low light conditions, and the guys that are trolling with stick baits are doing the same thing, kind of hovering around the weed beds, low light conditions.
Yeah, I'm hearing low light as well, mostly early morning, late evening kind of thing in a short window, but very productive, it sounds like. You guys are still carrying live bait there, right?
Yeah, we still have our crawlers, our leaf worms, and minnows.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, let's go to brook trout fishing. Any word there at all?
Brook trout fishing, once again, low light conditions, colder water. The guys don't have to be as aggressive. Fish are a little bit more active right now, and just finding that cold water and that darker, low-light condition water, and guys are doing well.
You seeing anything selling as far as brook trout gear right now?
Yeah, our spinner numbers have been going up, which tells me there's a few more guys throwing spinners at them, and like Little Joe's, and the Little Joe's flies on a spinner. We have seen an uptick in those going off the shelf.
Yeah, I think it's because this cooler weather has lowered the water temps and made the fish a little more aggressive, so the fishermen don't have to, you know, get right on their nose, so to speak. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. I'll be out there testing that theory with my fly rod this weekend. So, well, Ryan, I want to ask you one last question about your camping gear there, because it seems like in the middle of this pandemic, that is something that has absolutely exploded as well. Have you noticed that trend at all?
Yeah. Our camping aisle up here at the store is hard to keep full, hard to keep stocked right now, but we're doing our best. A lot of people getting out and enjoying it and, you know, get the kids involved a little bit more, too, with some of the products and kind of setting the kids up themselves and letting the kids do their own thing as well.
Are you noticing any type of product that has been more popular this year? I mean, it seems like a lot of people are getting back into camping and, you know, every year something else comes out and it seems like somebody just needs to discover it to improve their camping experience.
Yeah, for us this year it was a bug product. We sell some lemon eucalyptus from Rappel. It's flying off the shelf. It's a good smelling product as well. So that has been the number one seller at the camping section up here this year. Along with some of the Eureka stoves have really sold really well. And then our thermocells, we're fully stocked in them, and we've been all along. And thermocell is a product that is a for sure keep the bugs out of your area, especially if you're, you know, enjoying a picnic or just sitting in a park somewhere, sitting around a campfire.
Yeah, for sure. You can set that sucker right next to you. It really does work, too. We have a couple of them. I don't like to use them when I'm active and moving around or fishing. But when I'm sitting still or even on the side of a river waiting for a hatch and you're just getting swarmed, you turn that thermocell on, man, it really is invaluable to help you enjoy your outdoor experience. So I appreciate you mentioning thermocells, man. I'm a big endorser of those.
Yeah, I agree 100% about the thermocell with you. Another product we've been selling a lot of for the campers is our Hydro Flask lineup. Similar to Yeti, it's just some people prefer the Hydro Flask, and good quality, good feel product there as well.
Excellent. I'll be looking for that myself. Not familiar with the Hydro Flask that you're specifically talking about, so look forward to checking those out. At Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming, Ryan Piziola. Thanks, bud. I appreciate your time today.
No problem, Adam. Have a good day.
This is The Outdoor Show.